Well, good Sunday morning to you, everyone. This is Pastor Sean Harris coming to you from Fayetteville, North Carolina, on a beautiful Sunday morning. The weather is perfect. The sun is out. We're ready for a great Lord's Day. Happy Father's Day to all of you that are fathers. My article this morning that I'm looking at is entitled General Mills Cereal Company Adopts Gay Marriage. This will go down as one of the dumbest corporate PR stunts of all time by Dave Tombers. By the way, are you paying attention to what's going on with the euro in Greece? If you're not, or if you need some more information, check out Trevor's most recent podcast. He's been working on that this weekend. So the article, the Minnesota food giant that brought to the nation's parents and especially their children the Honey Nut Bee, the Lucky the Leprechaun, and Silly Tricks Rabbit now publicly is supporting homosexual marriage, leaving critics surprised at General Mills' abandonment of traditional values families. General Mills CEO Ken Powell announced this week at the Minneapolis Homosexual Pride event that his company opposes the marriage amendment on the Minnesota ballot in November. Same-sex marriage is already illegal in Minnesota, but supporters of the traditional marriage initiative say that the constitutional amendment would keep marriage safe from activist courts and even legislators who may attempt to usurp state law. Already, there is a case in Hennepin County effectively putting the Minnesota Defense of Marriage Act on trial. The Minnesota pro-traditional marriage groups say that the November ballot measure is critical. Supporters of traditional marriage say that General Mills couldn't be more wrong in calling its support a business decision, but that is precisely how General Mills is voicing its opposition to the idea that state residents could define marriage for themselves. General Mills doesn't normally take positions on ballot measures. This is a business decision that impacts our employees, said Ken Charles, General Mills, Vice President of Diversity. Minnesota voters will be asked to decide on a proposed constitutional amendment in November, said Charles. If passed, this amendment would define marriage in our home state's constitution as being between one man and one woman, effectively banning same-sex marriage in Minnesota. He said the General Mills position against traditional definition of marriage would help keep the company competitive. The pro-marriage initiative, he said, would make it harder for the Minnesota food producer to retain talented workers. If defeated, Minnesota voters would send a strong message about the state's views of the importance of inclusiveness and diversity, he said. Well, I've got to tell you, I'm confused. 38, 39, 40 states out there that have already defined marriage as one man and one woman. Where would all these talented workers that they're going to lose, where would they go? To what state would they run to? New York? Massachusetts? Do they have factories there already that produce cereal? Charles spoke of CEO's comments at the Gay Pride event. He voiced our company's opposition to the proposed marriage amendment, an initiative that makes our state less inclusive and reduces our company's ability to attract and retain talent. I am proud to see our company join the ranks of local and national employers speaking out for inclusion, he said. He continued, we do not believe that the proposed constitutional amendment is in the best interest of our employees or our state economy, and as a Minnesota-based company, we oppose it. Brian Bau, president of the National Organization for Marriage, NOM, said the General Mills position will go down as one of the dumbest corporate PR stunts of all time. Marriage, as the union of one man and one woman, is profoundly in the common good and is especially important for children, Brown said. General Mills makes billions marketing cereal to parents of young children. It is now effectively declared a war on marriage with its own customers when it tells the country that it is opposed to preserving traditional marriage, which is what the Minnesota Marriage Protection Amendment does. Now, National Organization for Marriage points out a U.S. Census Bureau data indicating that there are just over 100,000 same-sex households in America with children under the age of 18. All right, 100,000. The group contrasts that with over 35 million traditional American households with children under 8. Did you get those numbers? 100,000. So that's 10% of 1 million. That's 10% of 1 million. As opposed to 35 million. As opposed to 35 million. So we want to potentially alienate 0.1% of 1 million. 10% of 1 million in contrast to 35 million. It's ludicrous for a big corporation to intentionally interject themselves into a divisive issue, social issue like gay marriage, said Brown. It's particularly dumb for a corporation that makes billions selling cereal to the very people they are opposed. Now, of course, that would not be their position, but what they fail to realize is that the gay community has not produced a single child yet. The gay community has not produced a single child yet. It just doesn't happen. Be like a place like Toys R Us, taking a stand against children. Stupid. National Organization for Marriage recently sent a letter to Minnesota's 50 biggest corporations urging neutrality regarding the November ballot measure. Gay activist groups claim that there is no such thing as neutrality. However, with one group recently blogging, a policy of neutrality is a policy of invisibility, disregard, and shame. So you've got to take a stand, all right? So we'll take a stand. The blogger calls on companies like General Mills to embrace the LGBT community and do what's right for their profits. But Minnesota for Marriage, a broad coalition of supporters of the Minnesota Marriage Amendment, sharply criticized General Mills' outspoken opposition to traditional marriage. In a statement, Marriage Coalition Chairman John Helmberger said, "It's very disappointing that General Mills has decided to play politically correct politics by pandering to a small but powerful interest group that is bent on redefining marriage, the core institution of society." The General Mills position thrusts the company into a war against marriage that goes against the beliefs of the overwhelming majority of their customers and their best interest of their shareholders. Marriage is more than a commitment between two people who love each other. It was created by God for the care and well-being of the next generation. The amendment is about preserving marriage and making sure that voters always remain in control over the definition of marriage in our state, and not activist judges or politicians. Helmberger said, by taking its position, General Motors is saying to Minnesota and the people all around the globe that marriage doesn't matter to them. Marriage is in the interest of children because it is society's best way to help experience the ideal environment where they are raised by their mother and father. It's ironic and regrettable that a corporation that makes billions marketing cereal to parents of children would take the position that marriage should be redefined. It's a good thing for General Motors that everyone isn't going to adopt their position and become gay and cease to produce children. Minnesota for Marriage points to studies indicating a strong correlation between society's support for traditional marriage and the health of its economy. One report titled The Sustainable Demographic Dividend, written by the Social Trends Institute, says its research suggests that the large sectors of the modern economy are more likely to flourish when men and women marry and have children. So these companies in these sectors, from Bayer to Nestle to Procter & Gamble to Walmart, could and should do more to use their advertising and philanthropic dollars to strengthen families the world all over the world, and so indirectly the future of their bottom line. That's what just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Moreover, where are the gay groups outraged that General Motors is using their position to promote an agenda? Oh, I'm sorry, that's right. When you use your position to promote their agenda, they don't mind. It's when you use your position to promote an agenda that is opposite of their agenda that they have great concern, that they want to silence you, that they tell you stop promoting your conservative values and your agenda that's contrary to their agenda. Just stick to the Bible, or keep religion out of it, or any number of the ways in which they communicate their lack of tolerance for anyone that doesn't adopt their own position. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Send me your thoughts at pastor@bbc@gmail.com.